Gotardo Ricci scrambled along the crumbling shaft of the island's largest marble mine. The bright Mediterranean sunlight spilled in at the entrance and stung the eyes of the elderly Italian archaeologist as he clawed himself forward through the filthy grit and sand. Checking that the bag was still over his shoulder, he made one final attempt to free himself from the terror behind him. Then his worst fear came true. A second gunshot thundered through the cavern, almost deafening him and sending a burning, searing pain racing through his leg. He had been shot a second time, and now both legs were wounded and bleeding heavily. He heard the man's voice once again.
"You have something that belongs to the Reich, Dr. Ricci."
The voice was cold, emotionless. Ricci twisted in agony to see the man approaching him from behind. He thought he had gotten further away from him than this. He was wrong. Now, just a few yards away, walking calmly along the dimly lit mineshaft, was SS Sturmbannführer Otto Zaug of the 4th Schutzstaffel Polizei Panzergrenadier Division. He was tall and powerfully built, with blonde hair and ashen white skin. The Nazi officer raised his pistol to Ricci's head and smiled grimly.
"You hand the document over to me now, and perhaps I will let you live. I have studied you for many months, Herr Doctor, and I know you have a beautiful wife and two sons. You do not want to die, and yet now both your legs are wounded. You will never walk again, but if the bleeding is stopped, you never know. Perhaps you will live to see your children."
"You are just a Nazi!" screamed Ricci,
the sweat running off his forehead and into his eyes.
"All you know is murder."
The archaeologist glanced forward. The end of the tunnel was so close. He thought about screaming for help, but the entrance to the mine was on an isolated stretch of the coast. There was no one out there to hear his screams.
"Give me what I want, Herr Doctor."
"Never! You can take this back to Himmler and tell him I hope it kills him."
Zaug laughed.
"Who says I'm going to give anything to Himmler? Perhaps I want it just for me."
"You're insane."
"And you're bleeding to death. Don't make me kill you for it. Just hand it over and you will live. I can have army medics in here in minutes."
"You can take this document from me, Zaug, but you can never have what's here."
Ricci tapped the side of his head.
"Is that really worth dying for?" Zaug said.
"You really have to ask if stopping the Nazis from annihilating the entire planet is worth the life of one fading archaeologist? Of course it is, you fool. You are a Nazi. You will always be ignorant, with or without my discovery. Without my knowledge, the clue trail will be lost to history."
"You give us less credits than we deserve, Herr Ricci. Now you have proved the existence of the Ionian texts. All that remains is to start the search for the greatest treasure in history."
"You have no idea what you are fooling with,"
Ricci said, a look of concern now appearing on his thin face.
"We are talking about the greatest discovery in human history, older than time itself."
"We are talking about gold," Otto Zaug replied, laughing. "We are talking about wealth and power."
Ricci tried to laugh, but the pain stopped him.
"Gold? You mean the Ananerba didn't tell you? Perhaps they thought a simple panzer officer wasn't capable of understanding. This is about more than simple gold, Major.